Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
If this is your first time here with us, you're very, very welcome. And just to introduce you, Kai and Andrea are our pastors. And we love them, and they've just come back from America to a Christian conference. So we're very happy to have them back. So as a church, we have been exploring the names of God. And so today, we're looking at, I'll be speaking about the morning star, which is a lovely one to be talking about. So I've been looking at the name morning star. And some of the meanings are new beginning, dawn, and first light, shining one, star of the morning.
Wow.
And Isaiah 9, which Andrea read, so I'm going to say this again. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. So there's some other names. Star of the morning, heralding the Messiah, blazing light, divine glory. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." So we have the birth of Jesus, and this shows us God's faithfulness and the promise of a king, a ruler, and God's love. And the light of the world had been born. So when we're looking at the morning star, as Andrea said, to look up, look at the blazing light. Amen. And his divine glory. So when Jesus was alive on earth, he spoke these words, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in spiritual darkness because he has the life that gives him light." So that always amazes me that the light has been born and then we have that light in us. And then also in John, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin." So we are called to walk in the light. And we are children of the light. So how do we walk in the light when it's so dark in the world?
Wow.
Because we're called. So one way is to love the Lord our God.
Amen.
With all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, and love our neighbours.
Yeah.
Another way, as we're walking, it's a discipline, discipline to read the word, the scriptures that we have been given, because they are words of light and they're words of life.
Amen.
And they're the truth.
That's right.
If we're reading the truth is in our heart.
Amen.
Another way is to be alert,
always
looking, always watching, seeing what Jesus is doing. And that's part of being intimate, having that relationship with God. And God gave me a picture actually about intimacy, of a glass window and a little child looking in the window. You know, you often get the a Christmas card perhaps of a child looking in a shop window, looking at, you know, and their eyes and their nose are to the glass. They're looking at the toys, you know, or the goodies or the cakes or the sweets. And God said, that's how close I want you to be with me.
Amen.
So like the nose touching.
Amen.
So that's the only way we can do that is to walk with him. Every day, make the time, be obedient to his word. And to be looking up. And also, I remember I used to go to a Church of England church, and there was a lovely vicar there, oh, so full of the Spirit. And he was I suppose about my height actually, and he's Irish, and I never forget, every time he saw you, he said, are you plugged in? Are you switched on, you know, to the Lord all the time? Just like that, close, close, close. So that's the way we walk. We're called to walk in the light. And Jesus is our salvation. So we're walking in the light of our salvation.
Amen.
And, you know, Jesus, I am the light of the world. I am.
That's
it's
right.
That power and that authority that we look to him. He's the author of our faith as well. And then in Revelations, this lovely, lovely little verse here. So Jesus says, behold, I am coming soon. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. I am. It's power and authority.
Amen.
We cannot argue with this.
Amen.
And I just think as the church, not this, all of the churches, we just wake up.
Amen.
Wake up to the truth. Wake up to the life. We are needed so badly in this world to take that light out. So if we don't walk in the light, how can we share the light? There's no point in falling asleep. We've got to be alert.
Amen.
To share the truth, to share the life, to share God's heart. He's given us that gift of Jesus and that gift of the light of life. So we must live in this life. While I was thinking about this week or today, Jesus just said to me, I want to shine a light.
Amen.
I was like, oh, you know, Lord, what do you want to do, shine a light? He said, my countenance. Well, I didn't understand what countenance means, but it actually means the blessing, God's face upon us. So what God wants to do today is bless you, bless our families, and bless everyone here that uses this room, the community, everyone out there, and everyone who will pass through this community centre. So we all know that we all know the blessing, God's blessing in Numbers. So what I'll do is I'll just read the blessing and I'll just share a little bit about it, and then I'll declare the blessing over you. The Lord bless you. So to bless is divine favour over you. And keep you. That is to protect you and watch over you. And also there was another word I picked up on actually, doorkeeper. God is your doorkeeper. So he's standing at the door of your heart. He's standing at the door of your house, the door of your life. The Lord make his face shine upon you. So God's face, that's his presence, his kindness and his compassion towards you. And be gracious to you. That's unmerited favour. The Lord turn his face towards you. That's the nearness of God and the intimacy of God.
Amen.
And to give you peace, which is wholeness, well-being, harmony and love. And peace over your mind, over your heart and over your body.
Amen.
So what the Lord wants to do today is deliver you of something. But that's not for me to say what that is. God knows and you know. It's between you and God of what he wants to do for you today.
Amen.
So I'm just going to declare the blessing over you now. And for all those that can't be with us today, and for the support group, and for your families, for the people on your heart, and for all the people that we've been praying for, on the paper that Andrea and Kai so faithfully pray for all those people. So if you just close your eyes and I will declare the blessing over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you this morning for your grace upon us, your love upon us, the gift of Jesus, your Son, to us. Father, that you want to shed your light over our hearts today. We thank you for your protection.
Amen.
Father, we don't have to fear of anything. We know, have no fear of the flu.
Yeah.
There is nothing
Amen.
To be fearful of.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, for your protection.
Amen.
Thank you that you protect us, our coming in and our going out.
Amen.
We thank you that your face shines upon
Amen.
Us. Your presence is there. If we just look into your face, we look at the blazing star. Father, thank you. Thank you for your kindness and your compassion towards us
Amen.
Of things we don't deserve, Lord.
Amen.
But we thank you. You came because you love us.
Amen.
There's just love, love, love
Amen.
Pouring out of your heart
Amen.
Over us.
Amen.
And thank you for your nearness
Amen.
And that you call us to walk and to be intimate with you.
Amen.
And thank you for that peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding that guards our hearts and our minds
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you for your love. And thank you, Father, that you've brought us here today, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we can come in peace.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, in your beautiful name, Jesus. Amen.
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 Mm.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.